1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Thursday, May 18th. We've got Ann Swerdfeger on the line with Stratford Festival on a nice sunny day. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And it's a busy time at Stratford Festival. Previews start today for a particular show.
Yes, we do. We have a Wrinkle in Time beginning on stage, ready for everyone to go and see with their kids and their grandchildren and their nieces and nephews. Schools will want to go. This is such a beautiful show. I have said it before. From the moment I heard the music, I knew it was going to really create a world inside that Avon Theater, and boy, does it ever. This is just, for me, a very special show. It was not a book that I knew, but so many of the people that I know or have spoken to since we programmed it hold A Wrinkle in Time as one of their favorite books of all time and can't wait to take their children.
That is very cool. Now, you've seen a dress rehearsal for this show, so again, it looks like a great, great show.
It does, and really, you know, I love when we do those real children's plays, because we get to walk by the theater or be in the lobby when the place is filled with children who are just having a wonderful time, and you know, stand up. They're so tiny, they stand up and peer over their seats. And this is going to be one that really captures everyone's imagination.
And that's really the thrill of theater, isn't it? As we've talked about, it's you know, the young people that have been enjoying Rent, and it's going to be the young people enjoying A Wrinkle in Time. And that's really what a big part of theater is all about.
That's right. Even younger people enjoying in this one. I think you can take your little sort of 6 and 7 year olds to A Wrinkle in Time, and they'll have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Well, we should mention too, just quickly, I mean, we've got so much to talk about, but to go to the Stratford Festival Facebook page, calling all young filmmakers, inviting you to submit a short film inspired by A Wrinkle in Time. And this is part of the Young Filmmakers Showcase with Stratfest at Home Film Festival, which is going to be happening. All the details, we'll share that on our socials as well. So that is pretty cool.
That is cool. And they'll, of course, winners will be showcased later on in the summer.
Oh, my goodness. So there you go. So we've got more shows happening, or at least coming up, that you want to spotlight.
We sure do. One thing is hitting the stage after another, keeping us all very, very busy. Today, I see 2 dress rehearsals.
Okay.
Isn't that incredible? Casey and Diana, which I'm seeing for the very first time. It's a brand new play that we commissioned, and I absolutely adored the script. And I really want to call attention to this one because it's on for a very short time. So if you would like to see this beautiful play about that remarkable moment when Princess Diana came to Canada, and in Toronto she visited the AIDS hospice, which is called Casey House, and of course shook hands, held hands with the AIDS patients, which was a remarkable thing she was doing in order to get rid of the stigma attached to the disease and show love and care for the people who were really suffering. And it was a remarkable moment, and now being immortalized in a play, which is absolutely beautiful. So I highly recommend looking at the schedule, because it won't be here for that long. The plays at the Studio Theater are being done in what's called stock, so one after another. Casey and Diana, and then Women of the Fur Trade, and then Love's Labor's Lost. So if you'd like to see this beautiful play, I urge you to look at the schedule and get some tickets.
Oh, for sure. And again, as you mentioned, it's a limited run. But thanks for sharing the details on that, because I think we were aware that it was going to be dealing with Diana, but hadn't realized the incredible Canadian connection or setting, if you will.
Yes, it is remarkable. And Casey House was the first standalone hospice. And not just for AIDS, I think maybe for anything. And a wonderful thing that was developed. And I happen to know many people who were on the board when Casey House was being opened. And they're all, of course, interested in coming and seeing the play. And Casey House has read the script, and everyone's been very moved by it.
Okay, and you have, as you mentioned, a busy itinerary today. What's the other show?
The other one is Richard II.
Oh, my goodness.
And it is set in the disco era, in the 1970s and 80s. There's lots of dancing and lots of music. It's still the story of Richard II. It has been adapted by Brad Fraser, and Gillian Kiley, who is the director, conceived the setting and these changes. And it really leans into the idea that Richard II was gay, and it's a very interesting interpretation, and so much energy, so many really outstanding performances. I saw the first dress. This is the second dress that we're seeing today. We'll be capturing some beautiful photographs and some great video of it. So more to come on that as it hits the stage too.
Wow, there you go, Richard II. And, you know, Anne, as we have talked about, that is really the beauty of Shakespearean plays, that you can, you know, sort of change the time frame, that sort of thing. The text is still there. Everything is still there, but you can put a new spin, a new twist, make it relatable to today. That's the beauty of Shakespeare in many ways.
It really is, those timeless stories, so powerful. It's I love seeing Shakespeare again and again, and different every time. It's really, really remarkable. I wanted to do one more thing. That it's my favorite time of year to call out our facilities team, because they are so busy getting everything shipshape. The gardens, the floors are being polished, the brass and bronze everywhere being polished and cleaned, the glasses all being made pristine, everything's being checked and double-checked. They are so busy. And also, I've been seeing the work of our cafes and caterings team. They are working themselves so hard and doing such beautiful, beautiful work. The food in the cafes is going to be fantastic. And thanks to everyone who, at this time of year, is really working full on.
And we got to remind folks, opening night fast approaching.
It really is, and that it is not on Monday, but on Tuesday this year. Slightly shorter opening week with two more plays opening the following, or two or three. I'm losing 2 weeks later. So we go Tuesday through Saturday for opening week this year.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be magical. It's going to be Stratford Festival. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website. Again, Wrinkle in Time preview start today, and more shows coming up, including Casey and Diana and Richard II. Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Thank you so much, Anne. This is an exciting time of year.
It's great to talk to you, Jamie. Thanks so much. I hope people will get out to the festival.